This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The big hits just keep on coming for Twins rookie Luke Kuechel. He sent a two-out, 11th-inning home run over the fence to beat the Royals at Target Field yesterday 5-3. He says the big spots don't scare him.
From the young age, I just like to play baseball. I don't feel like I'm playing anything different right now. It doesn't feel like I go out there and I'm like, oh my goodness, there's Bobby Witt Jr. or there's Mike Trout. Like, don't get me wrong, those guys are freaking cool. But just don't think of it that way. You just go out there and I get to play baseball and try and play the same game I've always played, play it the same way I've always played. Just I'm confident in myself, and I think that's the biggest thing is just stay confident.
The Twins will now visit the Yankees tonight. The AAA Saints beat the Iowa Cubs yesterday 3-2. The Lynx got a big road win at New York, 83-71 yesterday. Kayla McBride led the way with 18 points and says they're working hard to win without Nafisa Collier.
It's just next man up mentality, and I think that we're all on the same page. So whoever comes in, they're just going to do their job to the best of their ability, and we have a lot of trust in that. We've been in enough situations, and we've had enough experiences together that we pick each other up. You know, obviously, we're down the best player in the league right now. So everybody has to be a little bit more engaged, do a little bit more.
On to soccer. The United lost at home to Colorado last night 2-1. Loons head coach Eric Ramsey.
It's another one of those opportunities where the door is wide open for us to walk through and take a place above us. We haven't done it, so we're really frustrated there, and we wanted to start this 9-game block far better than that, and that doesn't constitute that in any way.
American football. The Vikings registered a preseason win on Saturday in the Twin Cities. They beat Houston 20-10. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy played one series. He led them on a 13-play scoring drive, resulting in a field goal. He says the whole thing was emotional.
Unbelievable. Just, you know, had a little tear drop, not going to lie. You know, being out there right before the national anthem, just, you know, this game is the best game in the world. And to be out there with this kind of group and this coaching staff, it was absolutely terrific.
The Vikings will host the Patriots in another preseason game this Saturday. This is MNN Sports.